Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And here's Steph Moon.
Oh, Will.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, really good, Will. Really good.
And have you had a busy week?
Will, I've had one of those weeks where you catch yourself coming backwards. You really do. It's been crazy. I've been doing a photo shoot with the Snap Recipe Box. I'm doing some recipes for Snap. They're based in Thirsk, and you can basically order online a box of ingredients and it comes to your house, and it's a recipe that I've written, and you can cook one of my recipes at your
house. Can have Steph Moon in your kitchen type of thing.
Don't laugh, it's as scary as it sounds.
No, really. But honestly, that's a really good thing, so that's wonderful.
And the beauty of it is, Will, the guys at Snap are absolutely passionate about using Yorkshire produce. You know what? I'm trying to talk here.
I have seen their website, actually.
I'm trying to talk here, and Will's nibbling away on this sharing platter I've
brought in. It's in front of me, Steph, and I've been looking at it for about 20 minutes now, so I'm
getting on with it,
I'm tucking in. So that brings us on nicely. So we've got a sharing platter, something a bit different tonight, Steph.
Yeah, this is something a bit more casual. It's the sort of thing that would be great for Friday night, you know, a nice relaxing sort of
So
night.
Tomorrow night when you've got the wine out and you've got your friends coming around, you can use this
Dive
recipe.
Dive into this. And that crunch is the nachos. We've got some nachos. We've got some chilli here. We've done it slightly differently. We've cooked it with mixed peppers instead of with the beans that you would have normally in a chilli. And we've slow cooked it with some tomatoes, and we've not made it too hot, because I think if you're cooking for the family, chili can be quite hot and spicy, and I think this one is good. We've got a bit of sour cream on there, we've got a bit of fresh lime, and it's just the kind of thing you want to sit down, watch a movie and just nibble away at, isn't it?
So to get all this together, Steph, just tell me where you start and what do you chuck it? Well, you've told us what you're chucking, but how do you put it together?
So first thing to do is to fry some garlic and some onion. Get the garlic and onion soft in the pan, so kind of translucent, transparent. Then you throw in the lamb or beef mince. We've got beef mince here. Then you throw in some chilli powder, and you can be as adventurous or less. This is quite mild.
Thank goodness, because you knew that you were serving it to me.
So I know you're not into your hot, spicy stuff, Will. But then what we did was added some tomato, cooked it down, slow cook it, and keep stirring it with a wooden spoon, and then you just quite simply stick it on top of your nachos. Get your sour cream. We've got a nice blob of sour cream there, and some fresh lime. You could serve it with avocado, guacamole, or you could do it with all sorts.
So, and you know, it is perfect for if you're having a few friends round.
Yeah, easy food.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
This is a bit most unlike me, Will, because it's quite a simple thing. And, well, I am a simple person, but
Food's not simple, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very easy thing to make. It took me 15, 20 minutes to make, and that's including all the slow cooking of the juices of the beef or the lamb. And then you just pour it over your nachos. You can add grated cheese on there if you want, but we're trying to be a bit healthier. But we have got a bit of sour cream on there.
Lovely. Steph, thank you so much.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.